how important, and certainly going in and working with different entities, you see this both from fully staffed and well-running operations to poorly ones, how important are locums to the operation of an HM group?
I can only speak for myself. It makes up less than 4% of our shifts, but the way you prevent burnout, one of the ways you drive satisfaction for your physicians is you deliver on your promise. So while I don't have, there's lots of hospitals we're not in, when we've seen dysfunction, one of the things is doctors unsatisfied with the role they signed up for versus the role they have, and we hold that as kind of the holy grail of integrity, you know, promising what we delivered both to our partner hospitals and to our own people. And so by having a flexible pool of temporary staff, we can, you know, if a doc signed up for a certain model, then we can more reliably deliver that model.
In terms of, as you say, your main driver was quality, how difficult did you find it previous to St. Augustine to find quality locums?
I'd say that there's certainly quality doctors in the locums pool, but I would say the accountability of the staffing person at another firm is not the same accountability we hold our own people to. These guys got to work with us again tomorrow and the next day. And so the doctors they present to our chief medical officers have to be of the same quality as the people that we are choosing to have as partners and owners in our organization.
You mentioned that it's 4% of your total shifts. There's been some data recently, both from locums organizations as well as NALTO, the trade group for those organizations, about the growth of both revenue generated by this as well as just the overall usage. What do you see as driving that growth, and do you see it continuing?
I think it's probably cyclical. Just the whole industry of locums is cyclical based on supply-demand, but I think what you're probably seeing more than anything, this is purely my view with no data, is that you have 60% of hospitals in the country employing hospitalists, whereas everybody a couple of years ago was wanting to employ hospitalists. We're seeing kind of the resultant fallout of that and a kind of a cyclical nature, and so if a regional hospital couldn't staff their program, they get into crisis, they call the locums company, you know, so there's part of that, a part of it's supply and demand, and obviously when there's limited supply, just like in the nursing world, you know, the premium labor pool becomes more popular. We have plenty of markets that are completely staffed with full-timers, and we don't use any locums, so we find it most beneficial in very fast crisis situations where we're taking over somebody's program. You know, these guys are trained in our methodology. They understand our software system. They've worked in other sound practices. So just because they're in a new hospital doesn't mean everything's new.
The data that I have seen shows that locums seem to be most popular in hospital medicine as opposed to, say, other specialties, radiology, anesthesiology, family medicine, all these different things. Is that cyclical as well, or do you think that's a relation to the staffing issue, you know, the sort of supply-demand you mentioned?
I don't have the data in front of me, but I would say what's the fastest-growing medical specialty? Hospitalist. As far as supply-demand, certain specialties can use a, you know, if a patient's in the hospital, they need a doctor now versus a primary care office. If a hospital has an employed family practice group and has no coverage, there's an alternative for those patients, an urgent care, an ER, etc. But there is really no alternative if the patient needs to be hospitalized. So my guess would be it's related to that factor, that somebody's got to see the patient.
As you say, bringing it in-house, obviously you have more accountability. What sort of tips would you give to others in terms of integrating these professionals successfully? I mean, you've done it enough to the point where you guys decided, hey, we can do it better ourselves. What advice would you have there?
You need a lot of scale, and you need a lot of capital. It's expensive. We've got a new team of 12 people to start up the new company, and, you know, no revenue coming in and before you start, and then you got to pay doctors right away. So, I mean, you just need a strong line of credit to get started. You need to have a clear business model. Would I go start a locums company just to start a locums company? Not that interesting to my vision of making a meaningful difference in the communities we serve. But if it's for the broader goal of what we do, then it gets pretty meaningful.